Okay, let me just get wait till everyone comes in. Okay, so we're starting this bottom thesis on the Dalamas. We could probably should read the Gemara. So the Gemara says, just to read, the Gemara was going on Rav. Rav says, when the Mishnah says Mavet, it means Adam. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can you say it means Adam? It says, really, Gemara? Adam, Shmirasan Alecha, it says in the Mishnah, Shmirasan Alecha, Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. Now, you shouldn't say Shmirasan, you should say Shmiras Gufo. It's the wrong word. It sounds like it's a grammar question. It's not, the grammatically is not correct. So the more answers, in other words, you have the same kasha and karna. And everyone has to have that kasha because he says explicitly Adam. To the other shmiras gubalot. So they, we, I don't know exactly, are we changing the kirsa or so hokinami to the other shmiras gubalot. So I don't know whether the Gemara means to change the kirsa or they mean to say that tani means is like as if it wrote it, even though it didn't write it. It's like self understood. I would assume that that's what they mean. I don't think they really mean to change the kirsa. Gufo would be if you're changing the girsa. So just because you change the girsa by karna doesn't mean you have to, you know, like because it was a mistake in girsa by karna, that means it's a mistake in girsa in the Mishnah. Like, you know, just the opposite. We said yesterday, lightning doesn't strike twice. So Pashup Shat to me means not that you're changing the girsa, but it's understood that's what the Tana meant to write. But he didn't bother writing it because he wrote short. He wrote the kitzer, right? That's what I would assume is pshat. Let me just admit some more people. No, it's not working. Why isn't it working? I don't know. Okay, anyway, no, that's what I would assume. It didn't, it sound that way from the... Rashi's not so much, but Rashi says, Hokhi garsin et tni adna shmiris gufa lov, v'hod ektay shmirasin alecha asharya. No, that's not really the way we're saying it. We're saying that really it said shmirasin alecha on everything. It's just when it said shmirasin alecha, it should have said Shmiras Gufala. Okay, no. That's what Rashi means too. That when it wrote this law, Shmiras, I was going on Shaira, and it should have been on this one, should say Shmiras Gufala. Okay, then let's see Tysus. Adam Shmiras Gufo. I don't know why. So we're getting in there. Okay, we connected. Why did that take so long? I don't know. All right, anyway. Here we go. Other shmiras, we have the bottom type. It's Mikan, Mashma, Delo, Garcine, Masnise, Mimaina. Watsaraya. Midelo, Parach, Nami, Hoki, Oda, Mimaina, who? In other words, it should have said, it says, if you want to have the Gerso, the Mimaina, we have the Gerso, we don't have the Gerso in the Mishnah Mimaina. So Tybus seems to have the Gerso Mimaina in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara should have asked, Adam Mimaina who? I'm not sure what it means. Mamaino, is that the right gerso or the wrong gerso? I'm not sure what taisis means. Now here in our Gemara, the Gemara says, Shmirasan Aleha, that's what it says. That's wrong. And it should have said, Adam Shmiras Guva Aleha. That would be the right way. So when David says, Adam and Mainohu, he means that's the right way or the wrong way? I'm not really sure. Anyone know? No comment?
Well, maybe it just means that the Gemara should ask that the word Mamono is, even though it's the right there, sir, but it's misplaced. It should.
Right. No, I'm just meaning this type is mean that the word Mamono is, the Gemara should ask Mamono is wrong. Or the Gemara, in the Gemara, what we have in the Gemara uses two words, right, the Shmira. The Mishnah says Shmiras and Aleha. The Gemara is asking, the word Shmiras and Aleha is wrong, but rather Adam Shmiras Gubalav, and Shmiras Aguba would be right. So when David says Adam and Mainohu, is he paraphrasing the first half of the Gemara's question or the second half of the Gemara's question? In other words, the Gemara asks, Shmiras Aleha, that's not true. Adam Shmiras Gubalav. So is he saying Adam Mimainohu, that's wrong, and it should say something else? Or this is the second half of the statement.
Just like how could Mamono be right? How come Mamono be right? It's not, it sounds very funny.
Okay, I don't understand. Isn't the Girsa Mamoncha? Isn't the alternative Girsa here Mamoncha?
I don't know. Tavia says, well, Gashim and Misnisim Mimaina. In other words, just grammatically, the fact that, you know, there is, I happen to agree with you, pashtus, but the pashtus of Lashon HaTayv is not so clear because he's paralleling to the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says Shmiras Aleha, Adam Shmiras Gubalav. So when it says Adam Shmiras Gubalav, that's what it should have said. That's what the Gemara is saying. So when Tavis uses the same Lashon, Adam Mimainohu,
that's what it should have said.
That's what it should have said, but the rabbi is saying that's not what it means. I care. It shouldn't say mamon by Adam. That's it's wrong. I don't know. That's the question. I'm not sure. Does Tavis mean to say mamono is wrong or mamono is right? I don't know. Not clear.
I think it's a bitmia.
Are we? What? I guess.
I think it's bitmia.
Yeah, I would assume it's bit me up. And then Adam and Mino. But then he's using, it's just a little funny that, you know, this is already fetching that he's using the same sequence of the Gemara to mean something completely different. Because the Gemara used the same style, Adam Shmiras Gubalav, not as Lashon bit me up, but as what is should have been. And David is writing Adam and Mainohu using the same sentence structure to mean the opposite. Okay. Anyway,
Rabbi, isn't it mefurish in the Rashba that it should have said Mamono?
I don't know. I don't think it's mefurish in the Rashba.
I believe it's mefurish in the Rashba. Okay.
We'll get there. Anyway, but whatever it is, David feels that the Gemara could have asked. Now it sounds like it's a grammar question. Not that it, you know, you really do own yourself, but it's the word Mimino is a little bit grammatic, just like the Shemiras Aleha was a grammar question. I got to admit someone else. So it sounds like they're asking on the grammar. So instead, just say Mikan Mashra Garcia Mishim Mimino, Mido Parach Okay Other Mimino. Okay,
meaning the problem is not that the use of the word mamon at all?
I don't know. You have to say that it's mashma and taisis that he's only bothered by a grammar question. Because although if it's totally wrong, then it's not connected to this Gemara. Taisis' only problem is midir oparach. Sounds like that Tavis is ready to understand that the answer that Gemara gives is a good answer. The same answer that the Gemara gave for Shmiras Aleha, Taibas understands that Gemara could give the same basic type answer from a Mincha. It's just that Taibas is bothered, they should have asked it. Right? Taibas otherwise they should have asked a much stronger question. He should have said, and he shouldn't base it on this Gemara. He should have said it on the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Mimeino, that's totally wrong. Don't write Mimeino. But, you know, which is maybe we'll have to see the Rajba. But he's not saying that. He's saying that why did the Gemara ask it here? Which means that it's not really so terrible. The Lashon is not so terrible. It's just that over here, the Gemara should have asked it. Because here the Gemara is being medactic in the Lashon, that the Lashon has to be perfect. So they should have asked this question, the Lashon is not perfect. Okay, anyway. So then he says, let's get to the last line, which is the line that everyone talks about it. Umishamaki ain't sarach lemakho. Mishamaki ain't sarach lemakho. So what in the world is that supposed to mean? So what the simple reading of Tysus, before I know everyone without changing the Gerza, right? We don't like changing the Gerza if we don't have to. So the simple reading is that there are those people that say that you have to be meichiket from the Mishnah. He says, no, you don't have to be meichiket because we're not gerizet. Right? So he's saying, ain't starting to meichel because you only have to erase it if you're gerizet. But if you're not gerizet, you don't have to erase it. Right? So that would be the I don't know. I'm not claiming I'm making any sense, but I'm just saying the translation of the words. Taibis said, lo garcinin. Mikan masha lo garcinin. Oh, if you're lo garcinin, then it's not there. If it's not there, you don't have to erase it because it's not there.
There was some girsa beforehand that had it.
Right.
So now he comes to, and he says, although it's a certain mashmos, yes, it has some kind of mashmos, says, but nevertheless, this is not strong enough to erase it, as I explained somewhere else.
Wait, Mishamachi ain't sarach lemakom.
Because of this svara that I'm saying, it's not strong enough.
Wait, he just said, you're trying to say a different shot than I'm saying.
Yeah, he's saying a different shot.
Yeah, okay. You're saying a different shot. I was saying, okay, what we hear, I was saying a shot that which sounds crazy, but I just want to explain why it's crazy, and then we'll hear your shot. I was saying that Tavis is saying like this. I have a question. Are we garrison in the Mishnah or not? Tavis has a suffix. He says, Maj, brother, we're not garrison. Oh, if you're not garrison, then you don't have to erase it because it's not there. So you don't have to erase it. Now that sounds crazy, because that's what erasing means. Erasing means that you're not gerizet. It's the same thing. You know, there's some people have the gerza. When you say lo garcinin, what you're really saying when you say lo garcinin is that the people that wrote the gerza made a mistake and you should erase it. So you don't say, since there's no gerza, you don't have to erase it. Adarav, if that's not the gerza, then you are supposed to erase it. Right, so it's not mishumachi ain't tzarech lemacho, mishumachi tzarech lemacho. Right, that should be. What is Taibas saying? Mishumachi ain't tzarech lemacho. He should say, "O mishumachi tzarech lemacho." And the word "ain" is not right because the macho and lo garcinin pashtis are the same thing, even though it's a little funny that Taibas should use two different words to mean the same thing, which but superficially, lo garcinin and the mochel means the same thing. If you're lo garcinin, so that means that whoever wrote it, you erase it because it's a mistake. So, right, so that's the problem. Taibas doesn't seem to be making anything. He says, mishumachi ain't zar lemochel. He should say, mishumachi zar lemochel. Okay. So what do you want to say, Sandy, or that you have a chat? What are you saying?
He's giving a reason, bringing a raya, that we're not goreset. But right. Apparently he feels strong about the girasa. And he's saying this is not a good enough reason to erase it, as I explained before, that, you know, some kind of a lavdavka or something like that.
Okay, so you're reading it like this, that lo garsinin,
it says mashma. It doesn't say lo garsinin, it says mashma.
Mashma de lo garsinin. So, it's mashma, we're not gyrings. However, even though it's mashma, that we're not gyrings, in other words, so he's taking back his mashma.
Yeah, you have to read it with a nigget. Like it's easier if you translate it in English, right? You could have because of this, da 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 da, or because of this, ain't sarach lamachka. He's taking it back. He's saying the not taking it back. He's saying it's mashma, but it's not enough to say that you have to be mechika.
And then he says, "Kidi birashi le'el." And that, what's that supposed to mean?
Because on Gimel Amud Beis, he already was willing to say that lashon is lav dafka. Kidi birashi le'el, like it's not so bad to say mamonchas lav dafka.
Yeah, but how would saying lav dafka solve the problem that the Gemara should have asked? Because because the Gemara is ready to accept that it's lav dafka.
Right, it's not such a stark kasha.
They didn't accept the shmiras aleha. So what they say, the shmiras aleha, there you can't say lav dafka. There you can't say lav dafka.
Maybe so that's worse.
You're reading it like this. You're reading it. It's mashma del garcina, eh? But even though it's mashma that way, nonetheless, mishuma can't say lav dafka. Nonetheless. You don't have to be guy racist, right? That's how you want to read it. Okay. In other words, I hear. Listen, definitely a possibility.
The Gemara is answering on Shmiroso Alecha. Isn't the Gemara in a way answering some kind of a lav dafka?
Yeah, but that's
the way Rebbe wanted to say it.
Yeah, but Taibis FLPK has a question, and there's Toshif Taibis question is that just like the Gemara asked on Shmiroso Alecha, and they answer lav davka. They should have asked amimaincha and answer lav davka. So that's why I'm saying, that's why Gufa, quoting what he said before, doesn't answer, it's not answering the problem. Because if Taibin's whole problem is, I know you can answer lav davka. That's what the Gemara answers. But the Gemara should have asked it. Just like, so saying, well, I said before lav davka. But your whole diak is that you see the Gemara here was not ready to accept lav dafkas until they ask the question. So you would have to say in your reading that what Taibis is saying is better, lav dafka is better than what they did by Shmiras Aleha. By Shmiras Aleha is worse than lav dafka. So he's saying, because I could say the Gemara didn't ask because the Gemara knew the answer of lav dafka. If the Gemara knew the answer of lav dafka, so why they ask in Shmiras Aleha? Because that's worse than lav dafka. That's worse. But Mimayla is only a lav dafka.
But what's worse than Shmiras Aleha, the question or the answer?
The question. In other words, the Gemara, Taibis's whole problem is how come the Gemara, Taibis's lashon is midelo paras, which means Taibis knows that you can give an answer. Taibis is not bringing a raya, no garcinine, because I have a problem and I have no answer for it. Taibis is only bothered midero paras. So the language of Taibis is mashma, that he knows, even in his question, that the same type of answer that Gemara gave to the question of Shmiras Aleha, they could give to the question on Mammon. But Taibis' whole problem is, just like the Gemara stops to ask the question, that the lashon Shmiras Aleha is not so good, so they should have stopped and gave and asked the same question. On Mammon, it's not so good, and they should have given the same answer. So you're saying that Taibis at the end is saying, well, you know why the Gemara didn't do it? Because the Gemara knows the answer of lav dafka. So Hoguva Gosha, if the Gemara knows the answer of lav dafka, why the Gemara stop on Shmiras Aleha and ask on that? So what I think you have to say, see, I don't know, with this lav dafka, we don't know what that means, is you have to say that for some reason, I'm a meidcha, you can say lav dafka. And Shri Raza Leha, you can't say lav dafka. You have to, and therefore you have to say worse. You have to say tani. You have to almost like change the gerso. I said there are words missing. See that the Gemara doesn't say lav dafka. So on the meidcha, you can get away with the answer of lav dafka. But Shri Raza Leha, it's not lav dafka. It's you have to have a tani, which is worse. So Taibis is saying the reason why the Gemara only asked that Shmi Rasa Leha, because the Gemara, you couldn't answer Lav Dafka. And that's why they were in a question. But on the Maimcha, they didn't ask because they knew you could say Lav Dafka. That would be your pshat, I think. No? That's not your pshat?
How does that fit into the words?
Why does it fit into words? I mean, Shavaki answer the Levaiko. But for this reason, it's not necessary to erase it. Because you can say lav dafka.
I mean, to be fair, to my Mikol Mokom would have been a much nicer way to say it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, obviously. I don't know if we should have been right. Okay. Anyway, so this is not clear what diving means. So we have a few different changes in the Gersas. And there's a lot of people here. There's a Maram, Marshal. I see right here someone on the side. This is Tzvarah Shmuel. I'm not sure who we should do first. If we should do that or we should do the Rat. Let's do that first. We'll do. So what does the person on the side say? Let's just read the person on the side. That's calling them Mishum Bor Ve'esh Nami Tzarech Lebaso. Kach Tzarech Leimar. I am Maram. Right. Is that what the Maram says? Let's see the Maram. When we show Bor, Nami Tzarech Lemako. So he takes a change into Gerza. Umishum Aki, he changes that to Umishum. And Bor, in the Ain, becomes Bor. And then we're just sticking in the word Nami, right? Now this is how he did it. He said that Mishum Ochi was a misprint. It was supposed to say Umishum. Mishum, you know, so the first three letters I got right. And then the last two letters, they got blurred. They wrote Umishum, and they switched it to Umishum Achi. And Ain was supposed to be Bor, three letters. So three letters are three letters. And they also got the letters mixed up. They got blurred. And I don't know why he sticks in the word Nami. I don't know. He sticks in the word Nami. So
I'm a little confused. Are we changing the gears on Gimel Mabez also? Because the Gemara on Gimel Mabez also said Mamoncha, so with regards to Bor. So, like, I don't understand this. Supposed to try to just change the gears on the Mishnah, not the Gemara on Gimel Mabez.
He's changed. So, the Maram answers your question. He deals with it, the Maram himself.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you're Mechavi the Maram. But it's just interesting how, in other words, what usually happens is we don't assume the Maram had different Sav Yads. He just changes it because the Gersa didn't make sense. So what he does is, it's very, you know, clever, is that you can't stop change the Gersa and, in a way that just doesn't fit into the words because we have this Gersa. So what he does is he turns Umishum Achi into Umishum, right? That's not such a big mistake, right? Because the first three letters are the same. The Hey and a Mem, so and a Mem so fits are almost the same. They look almost, you know, they're definitely very, very similar. And two lines can be one big line. You know, that's you can see that. Okay, how Ain became Bor became Ain, that's a little rough. Mishum Bor. I know that one's a little rough. How did A become Bor? How did Bor become A? Okay. So the Maram says, I think you have to change the Gersa. Aye, how come Taibis before and Daf Gimel didn't change the Gersa? So he said, because that's a Braisa. And a Braisa doesn't have to be so careful. But a Mishnah have to be more careful in its Lashon. That's what he basically says. That a Mishnah has to be more Medayik in its Lashon. So, since the Mishnah have to be more Medayik in its Lashon, so even though on that Gimel Beis, I said we don't have to change the Gersa because of Bor and Eish, but in the Mishnah, you would have to change the Gersa because of Bor and Eish.
It sounds like a really weak heifer to change the Gersa. You think if it's acceptable for the Braisa, Tosos has to change the Gersa for the Mishnah? That doesn't sound very good.
Well, he says, you know, listen, these things I don't know, but I'm not, you know, the Maram is a pretty chasha person, so.
Again, I'm not coming to argue with the Maram. I just mean as far as in trying to see the different Mahalchim and whether how to change the Gersa, that's okay.
All right. What I don't understand, according to my Rab, is if this is his Yisoid, that Tzivus is all Yisoid, is that a Mishnah, you have to worry. Right? It's in the Maram. Let's read it inside. Maybe it's just a little Maram. I will read it. When we show Bor, Nami Tzarech Lemarcho. Cain Sarah Laimar. Umash because of the preachers of Ratzal Omar. All the cause of the Masim Lenchalap Tafka Bor did not mummin. Because they said over there that Bor is not mummin. Avogadio because of the Hulat Tafka. But of course, the Sarah Michael. So just the opposite. Travis is quoting Gimel the days. If anything, Gimel the days are right against him. Because here he didn't say you have to be Michael. Hainu Braisha. So a Mishnah, you got to be more Medayik. A little bit of a question, which would probably get us back to what Sandy said a little bit, is so what was the Gemara's Raya before from Karna? Gemara brought a Raya from Karna. Says, and a hold the Tani Karna, Arbav is Ezekim, all the Mevim, all the Shmir's Kubalav. So, What do you mean? That's a braisa. A braisa, you're allowed to say lav dafka. In a Mishnah, you can't say lav dafka. So what were they bringing? Right, according to the Maram, and the Marshal writes as the same thing, that a Mishnah, you have to be more medayik than a braisa. So how do you read the Gemara? What was the Gemara bringing a raya from? What was the raya from Karna?
I don't think this is, Araya, but I think in the modern Gemaras and the newer Gemaras, he changes the word Braisa to Gemara, and that's what the Marashal has. He has the word Gemara, not Braisa.
Well, it is a Gemara. It's not a, it is, yeah, but so.
Karna is not a Gemara. Karna is already a Braisa.
So, you know, if you change the Gersa and the Maram, because you say, the Maram would never say that a Braisa, you're saying that a Braisa has to be just as Medayik as a Mishnah, because a Braisa is written by a Tana. The Gemara on Gimel Mabei is really not a Braisa, it's a Gemara. So if you change the Gersa in the Maram, you say it's a misprint in the Maram. The Maram's misprint in Taisis is a misprint in the Maram. And when he wrote Braisa, he meant Gemara. But Avada, Braisa does have to be more, does have to be Meduyik. So then you're fine.
Yeah, they changed, okay. They quote a Sefer Devash Tomer on the bottom of the new Gemaras that makes that change.
Yeah, but I don't buy all these changes. You know, it's one thing, the Maram changed, you fit it into the word. Mishum became Mishumachi. But you know, the Gersa we have in the Maram is Ainu Bebraisa. The Tana, Atana de Braisa. I mean, how are you gonna change it in the Maram? What do you do? You can't get, he says Braisa and Tana.
Is the Gemara on Gimel on base of Braisa or Gemara?
Oh, it's a Gemara. Pashtus.
What does the Braisa mean then?
But what does it mean? Hainu bib Braisa. The ain derech hatana de braisa. I mean, what is he?
He changes it both. He changes it both times.
And what is it? And what's the hatanya?
We have to cross it out.
Okay, but you know, it's a little, you know, I'm not ready to buy that. Who is this? I assume motivation was just because it's a Gemara, not a braisa. But I don't know. You know, it sounds a little gutsy. I don't think we would do that. You know, you don't change the gersa so quickly. What did I say? The Gra used to sit, I don't know how many tanesim before he changed the gersa. I would say, but assuming the gersa and the maram is like we have it. You're right. If he's changed the gersa, maram is no problem. So what's the, I have a kasha. So what's the Gemara's question from Karna? Just say that's a braisa. So what's the answer? There is an answer to my question.
I'm saying that the Karna is kind of like a version of the Mishnah, no? It's not Stama. It's a halakhic.
I don't know.
It's telling you the Derech HaLimud.
I don't agree. It's not a version of Mishnah because Shmuel says the Mishnah says Ma'ave is shame. And Karna said Adam. No one's asking a Shmuel from Karna.
So I mean, I got to try.
Karna is allowed. It's not really. It's not taking of the Mishnah. He's writing his own version.
I guess what I mean to say is that it's not just like a derech halimut of the Tanoim. It's a derech halimut of the Tanoim of how you get to the drusha. What's the mechayev abor? So in saying over mechayev abor could be a little bit lavdafka. But as far as saying over the halachas, maybe that the same principle is applicable.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, I would say what I told Sandy is that the Gemara doesn't answer lav dafka. When the Gemara says shmiras aleha, the Gemara answered tni. Why did the Gemara say lav dafka? So apparently, to the Gemara's kasha, you can't say lav dafka. To the Gemara's kasha, you have to say tni. Tni doesn't mean lav dafka. Tni means that we're changing the gersa, or that it should have been written this way, and then the Tana just left it out because he just cut out words, but not lav dafka. That's not what the Gemara is saying. So that therefore the type is this, the Maram is good, and the Gemara and Gemama Beis Taivis is answering lav dafka. Lav dafka works because of something like the Rashba Pashtas. That you can say, "Mimayin Adam," is you do own yourself. So it's not the right expression, but it's lav dafka. That's not so bad. But on Shmiras and Aleha, that's you can't say lav dafka. You have to say tni, and that's already a much bigger daichik. So even on Karna, even though the Maram says that in a lav dafka you can say on a braisa, but a tani you can't say on a braisa. Braisa tani means you're there. You have to change. You can say words are missing, so that's already, you know, braisas don't leave out words, just like the Mishnah don't leave out words. That's already that's a worse thing. So therefore, Karna is a good raya. That's what I would say. All right, the Gemara doesn't say lav dafka. The Gemara says tni. So therefore, it seems that the Gemara, okay. Let's look at the Marshal. So that's a Maram. So the Maram changes the Gersa. Umishum bor. I know the person on the side. I don't know why he said mishum bor ve'esh, and then he seems to want to blame it on the Maram. The Maram doesn't say esh. I don't know. Okay, let's look at the Marshal.
And Rabbi, we asked the question on the Maram that it happens to not be true, that Gimel and Beis is the Gemara, not the Braisa, or no?
Tosfos says Eish on Gimel and Beis.
I know, but the Maram, the only said Bor. Let me look at the Gemara and Gemara Day. Right? In other words, the Maram only said Boar. I assume the Maram only said Boar because the Maram wants to fit more in the words of, if you say Boar Ve'esh, then there's a word missing in Taisus. If you say just bor, then you're sticking closer to the words. It's a three-letter word, and you're saying that there was a misprint, that the person who copied the Xavia, is what basically a change in the gears is saying that there was a Xaviad, and because everything's Xaviads, and the person who copied over the Xaviad handwriting was a little sloppy, and the person who copied over made a slight mistake. So he read Umishum, Russia, Memshin dash Hey. Okay, that's not such a crazy thing. And he read Bor, the word was Bor, and somehow he thought it said Ain. Okay, I don't know, three letters, and they were sloppy, and he figured out, since he wrote Umishum Hoki, he felt, the next word had to be Ain, so he pushed it in there. But the sticking Bor Ve'esh, you're sticking, then you're saying Stam, he left out a word when he copied it.
I love the problem with the word Nami.
What?
I love the problem with the word Nami that the Maharam is adding.
The Maharam add the word Nami, yes. Yeah, so that's true. I forgot about that.
Doesn't the Bach make much greater changes?
I mean, in general, the Bach.
Ve'esh Nami could be shortened to Vav Aleph Nun.
There's no such, you can't make up new Rashi, David. Asian, I don't know. Okay, all right, let me see the Maram. I don't know my shittas. You know, you're maybe more an expert on changing the girsas and the Xaviads, but it's better if you make the less changes you make is better. My father told me that, I don't know exactly. He said Rav Yosha Ber, he was the time Rav Yosha Ber. He says, we never go with any change of gerasis. Even in, I think that's what he said, and that's what a different rabbi was calling. He says, even when it's in the Gemara, in other words, when you have in the Gemara, they have, they put the word in brackets, and then they put a different word in the, I don't know what it's called, square bracket. They put round brackets around certain words, and then they put square brackets. He says that he would read it with the original gerasa. He was insisted, you have to go, always keep to the original Gerasa. Original Gerasa says, he would always, if this round, if we do it, if this round brackets, we take it out, and the square brackets, we put it in. And he said, I think he said it was Rabbi Yosher, he would always do the opposite. This is the old Gerasa. The old Gerasa was the round, what was in with the round brackets was there, and the square brackets is not there. So he would insist, you got to read with the old Gerasa. So, okay. I don't know, there are different shittas and how liberal you're allowed to be in the Gerasa. Obviously, this, what's his name, the person that changed the Maram's Gerasa?
Dvash Tamer.
Dvash Tamer, it seems to be quite liberal, than the changing three words in the Maram, and especially it's the Maram is not a Xaviad really as much. The Maram is one thing you change in the Gemara, Tisus is it. Was written in the Rishonim, everything was handwritten. The Maram was probably ready when they had a printing press,
Yes, he was, but the printing of those days was almost as bad as Xaviad's.
Okay. All right. I hear. All right, anyway, let's look at the Marshal. The Marshal.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. I don't mean to harp on it, but does Rabbi agree that the Gemara, it doesn't sound true, right? That Gimel and Beis is a Gemara, not a Braisa.
I was in the middle of checking, and I understand that's why I checked, but let me just look a little bit better. Let me check a little better, okay. I knew my board. She came. Okay, I assume if you wanted to, what you read it like this is, the Gemara is speaking, but the Gemara is quoting a Braisa. In other words, the Gemara is saying like this, Gemara Gimel Bay, which are the third line of Gemara Gimel Bay. Either Rav, or So that line from the beginning, Maishna Bor, is definitely the Gemara. But what I would assume that if you would read the Maran with the gears we have, he's saying like this, Maishna Bor, and quotation marks, what is the essence of Bor? As the Braisa tells us, Bor is Chirasa Nasanazik, Umayfashmirasa now. In other words, Maishna Bor, that the Braisa defines for us, we have a Braisa, we have an earlier Mikor that defines Bor. So Hani Nami, so the line, could be a Braisa. Now, why would the Maram read it that way? I don't know. But theoretically, I would sooner say that's how he read it and then change the Gersa. That they read it, Maishna Bor, which the Braisa, the Tanoim, defined Bor. We have a Messiah, what the definition of Bor is. That comes from earlier sources. Maishna Bor, which Shekane is, what's the quote? Okay. But I understand why this person changed the gears of Maram. It's definitely why that's not the simple reading in the Gemara. But it's just funny. They changed there are three words. It's in three different places. It's not like one, three times he made, it's like lightning struck three times. He made the same mistake three times. The printer, Mr. Rose, he meant to say Amaram, he wrote Braisa, doesn't even fit into the letters. Okay, anyway, let's look at the Marashau is a Hachma Shlaimo. So he says, Kitipricious Leel, Nimsa Bitsido, Pirish, the Mamain Khal of Shaya Gabi Bor. The Afsha Taisis Lo Mokoko Leel, and a Shikoso Lapt Afka Kamar. I knew Bidibre Gemara. Oh, so he writes Gemara. I must need them if I die, Dike of a certain Nimcha. So is he having the same gears as the Maram? What do you people say? So is he saying the same as the Maram, the Marshal? Sounds like it's the same as the Marashal, no? Maram. The other thing is just very strange because we don't assume that the Maram had a different Ksav Yad. I don't think so. We're saying the Maram went ahead on his own and changed the Girsa. So it's like the Marashal didn't rely on the Maram. The Marashal is not, Poshim Shat, the Maram, the Marashal is not quoting the Maram. I don't think we assume
Marshall's earlier, no?
What?
Marshall's earlier, I believe.
Very likely. I really don't know. I don't know my history. The Marshall's before the Marshall. I don't know. Is the Maram, where does the Maram fit in? I don't know. But we assume that Marshal is not relying on the Maram. If he's earlier, then for sure he's not relying on it. But even if he's later, he doesn't quote him. So it's a little funny, the Marshal. If he means to change the Gerza, he should tell us how he's changing the Gerza. Pirish Mamina Lo Shaya Gabi Board. So, in other words, it sounds pretty much, and he's saying the same as the Maram, that since Mimaincha doesn't work by board, so therefore you have to erase it.
Unless, Rebbe, maybe he's reading Mishum Haki Ein Sarach Lamachu Ke Parishis Lael. Meaning, for this reason, you don't need to be mochi, as I explained above, on Gimel Mabez, but here in the Mishnah, Yitaka would have to be mochi for that reason that I raised on Gimel Mabez.
Where does the Maram see that? In other words, he's translating Taisus, that Taisus is saying that here you have to read, Taibis already said you have to erase it because of the first reason. So where does he see that there's another reason?
No, because what's Tosu saying? Because Mishum Haki ain't Sarach Lamachu Kid Aprecious Lael. Tosu's got through saying you do have to be Mokhi Kid. So what's Tosu saying that you don't, it doesn't, Tosu saying Mishum Haki ain't Sarach Lamachu Kid Aprecious Lael. I didn't have to be Mokhi the word Mamoncha as I explained above with regards to Bor in that context. But in this context, for that reason, you would have to be mochik it.
I mean, then he left out all those words. Now, there'll be words. Tavis is leaving out too many words. After Tavis so mochik it, which goes out of Dafka, I didn't read it Gemara, but my season of Adai Daik and Sir Limchuk.
It's also not the same reason. Meaning the reason over here is because the Gemara didn't ask, the Diak here is that the Gemara didn't ask a question.
Right, no.
There's no answer. Here there's no answer.
That the Maram, that the Yamsha Shlomo is like the Maram, that Tevis is bringing a second proof. There's a simple reading of the Hachma Shlomo is that he's like the Maram, that Tevis has two proofs.
Right now, I thought Shamir was trying to save the Girsa.
Oh.
He wasn't?
Yeah, but even with Shane the Girsa, he somehow wants to say that two proofs. Even he wasn't agreeing with that. Okay, anyway, I don't know. It's a little strange. How come, when I suspect, but this is, I'm going to say something and then you're going to jump on me because that there's a mistake in Girsa in the Marshal.
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, as far as we know, I think the
Does anyone have a fancier Gemara? One of the fancy Gemaras with the
They don't make a change on the Marshal.
He doesn't have a different Divya Maskil where it's a little bit more clear. He doesn't change the Divya Maskil in the change the Gerasa.
No.
Okay. It's strange. It is funny. So I don't know. I'm not. In other words, the Marshal, the Maram went ahead and changed the Gerso. Okay, that makes sense. If the Marshal seemingly saying the exact same thing as the Marshal, so he should have told us, like, this is major that you're changing the Gerso. Especially we know the Marshal did make changes of Gerso. Yeah, you're sure that he doesn't change? There are two Marshals in there are two Marshals. You have the new, the Gemara has both Marshals in it, and they didn't change the Gerson in either one.
Right.
Yeah,
and I understand, right. No changes as far as I'm saying.
Okay, it's very strange. I mean, I'm not going to build any tire on this, but it's strange. Now that the Marshal, like the main thing of changing a Gersa is a major thing. The Marshal doesn't change the Gersa. Like, how are you supposed to understand Taibis without changing the Gersa? So you're supposed to figure out myself that you changed the Gersa?
Unless he was just working with the Ksav Yad that had the other alternate Girsa.
Yeah, it's just strange to think that there really was a Ksav Yad that had such a Girsa. It's not the Rasha Marab changed the Girsa. There really was two Girsas. Okay.
There is a Ksav Yad, at least I see brought in the Mafteach. There is such a Ksav Yad. It's not.
Yeah, there is. Okay, but you don't know whether that, okay.
Ksav Yad with Tosis that way? A different Ksav Yad and Tosis?
Okay. So maybe
both the Maram and the Marshal had a printed Shas. They're not working with just Ksav Yad. They're changing gears in the printed Shas, so.
Yeah, so it's a little funny to think that the Maram getting Shas and the Hukmah Shlomo, even though I don't know how far they were apart in time, but you're going to tell me,
I'm not saying that.
The different Gemaras, the different printings, and they have different printing versions. I don't know, you know, doesn't sound so misnomer. Okay, let's just look at that Rashba, because the Rashba, so far today, we had no lum, there's just a little fetchiness. So let's look at this Rashba. I'm looking at a little bit of lumdis. So the Rashba on that base has the same question about.
Shlomo was 1785 to 1869.
Who?
Chachma Shlomo wants to know?
Yeah, with when?
1785 to 1869. So he's very
wrong. Wrong one. That's for Shlomo Kluger.
Yeah, okay, yes. He has to be before the Marashah, so that can't be.
He's 1510 to 1573.
Okay.
The print just started, so it's possible that he worked out of Ksav Yad.
1510 to 1593. Okay. All right. So maybe. Okay. Let's look at this Rashba. Mitzarka na Isaac Munger was a boy in Ami. Avagav deino mimaino karene mimaino inesha also because of kimimaino. Kedamrinen beis varim ena b'shusho adam also na because of kimim b'shusho. Kain pirish Rashi. Even though in the fancy Rashbas, they say they can't find this Rashi. So what is going on here? Pashtus, he says a very beautiful thing, right? I don't know, it sounded beautiful to me that there's a Gemara on Daf Chavtes that makes, I think it's based on they make it in the mashmos of the pasuk, no?
Balaboy Shalim.
What?
I think it's the drasha Balaboy.
Okay, they call it right. The Torah calls him Balaboy. So the fact that the Torah calls him Balaboy, I'm looking for the Gemara quickly, and really he's not the Balaboy. So that means that the Torah is making him into your mammon. Where is this Gemara? Anyone can quickly find it. Beis Varim. I don't see.
Chavtesam and Beis, like opposite Tosus Divir Maschel El Omer Avashi.
El Omer Avashi.
A few lines up from there in the Gemara.
Yes, okay, thank you. And where did it say about for the comfort of Bower Board? Okay, I don't know. I don't really see it, does it? So the Gemara says that Asana Kosev Kida was Shiloh. So it sounds very nice that the Mishnah should call it Mimaino. I know that sounds like a very, very nice answer. Yet the Rashba says it's no good. And Artais is also saying it's no good, right? Artais is called space according to the Nisa Marshal and the Maram, based on this problem. They're saying you know, they're changing the gerusa. You know, and the why is it such a problem? The Rashi says a very nice answer. I can really ask some time to send off Gimel too. Okay, type in a lav dafka because it's, but what is it? Why is it such a, Rashi seems to, now there's a question here is there a lav d'shamach like is flying around or just say, is there a, let's say like this. Rashi says this is a good answer that bor is called m'maincha because us are gozal k'maincha. The Rashi says ain't a mechuber. The mikoma gom ain't a kreisam m'maincha. So are they just having a machlokes in grammar that Rashi says that he, since it's also you're allowed to call it and he says you're not allowed to call it and I don't know why they're arguing or is there some major hashkafa going on here, disagreement between Rashi and the Rashba, right? Seemingly, that would be the introduction. Seemingly, Rashi is right. If the Gemara says, Asa Nakasev Kido, Asa Nakasev Kido, Hebrew Shuso, so it's the right to call him a Maino.
Right, just to put that
in, because the Torah makes it yours. What's the difference if it's yours because you buy it, or it's yours because Hashem makes it yours?
I mean, right? Just to put that in, it didn't say Shalom, it said Birshuso. So, I mean, I'm not.
Okay, but I don't know. But Bishuso sounds like
the Gemara uses the two language distinct as far as by a ganav, right? If a ganav steals an object, that the violent can't mock the shit because the violent's not Bishuso and the ganav because it's not shalom.
Okay, I don't know, but by chametz, when they say that it's considered Bishuso, they use the same lashon there on mem and chav tes.
Correct. I mean, that they're also it may only be Birshuto, it may not be Shalom.
I don't know. I don't think you're over by your Ruah, by your Matzah, if something's in your Rishus. It has to be, I think you're over only if it's yours. So I don't know.
That doesn't mean by Birshus. I'm saying it gets very involved. What's the concept of Birshus? I mean,
okay.
A ganav seems to have some kind of kinyan and object, Machmas is being Birshuso. So you're saying
that's a job. Listen, I'll take every suggestion I can, especially at 9 o'clock. Now we have two questions on the floor. One is
only 7, Rebbe.
What?
Only 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have two questions on the floor. One question is why doesn't Tysus, the Rashba, like Rashi? And it's not just the Rashba. Our Tysus also doesn't like Rashi, according to the Maram and the Marshal. And Tysus and Gimel Mebeis doesn't seem to like Rashi a little bit. He seems to say it's Lavdavka. So why don't the Rashi sound like a very simple answer? The second question is there some, you know, major machlekas going on that why Rashi? And if you can come up with a reason why the Rashba didn't like it, so why does Rashi say it's good? So is there some major machlekas going on that we don't know about? Or is it just a machlekas in grammar that they decided? So Rabbi Shamir is saying is that there's a tremendous machlekas in Lamdas, is that Rashi, they're arguing, what does it mean that makes it Rishuso? The Rashba learned Rishuso doesn't mean you made it your mummit. It just means Rishuso. And therefore, the word Mimaino is Lavdafka. It's no good. And Rashi learns that Rishuso means your mummit, and therefore it is good. Okay? All right? That would be, you know, a possible structure. It would definitely make a very interesting machlokes. But anyways, I would like to think about it a little bit. What is the... What's wrong with what Rashi said? Simple pshat is not, Pashas is not like the Shmir. I'm not ready to buy what he said yet. Pashas Brishuso means that they make it like yours. And so what's wrong with Rashi? So it's very nice when it makes it yours. So it's your mammon. Because they turn it, they figured, in other words, the Gemara's mashman chavtes, the only way that they had it, that the way they were mechayev you on the boar is a two-step process. First, they turned it into your issues, into yours, and then they're mechayev you. So the logic of the Mishnah is true. You're chayev because it's your mom, and if it wouldn't be your mom, you wouldn't be chayev. If they didn't make it into Rishus, so you wouldn't be mechayev on it. So the word Rashi sounds 100% right. In Bor, the only reason why Bor is chayev is because it's Rishusa, because it's your mom. If Luyat Zor Hashem didn't turn Bor into your mom, you'd be potter. So Ma'atzan Hashada, you need the fact that it's your mom, because that's what makes you chayev. Now, how did Bor become your mom? Some things become your mom because you buy it, and some things become your mom. Let's say by Yibam, so you didn't want her, and I said you had beer with this lady, and you're kind of her about karcho. It's still called your mom, it's yours. You're kind of, I don't care if you want it or not want it, the Torah gave it to you, it's yours. So why doesn't that would be, that's an interesting question.
What's the Rashba saying is an alternative? It's not clear.
The Rashba says that Rashi's wrong, and therefore I think he's going to say that we're also not Gairism. No, see, at the end of the day, he's something like Artisis, that we're not
I'm not clear how the Rashba understands Bor then.
I don't know. For some reason, he doesn't feel that the fact that the Gemara says Osman Shuso would not warrant for it to be called Mimino. And therefore, he says you have to take the word Mimino out of the Mishnah. You have to say we're not Gairism. He says the exact same thing that the Maram and the Marshal say. Maram and the Marshal say that the word Typhus has two rayas that we don't Gairis Bor. And the second raya was because it's not your moment. So the Rashba is saying the same thing. The Rashba is saying that same raya.
So either
but Rashi
saying, either
goes ahead saying, and says it's not a good raya.
Either we're saying Bor is your mumin, or we're saying mumin's lavdavka.
What? Not lavdavka. We're saying no one says lavdavka here. We're talking about the Mishnah. Mishnah, we're not saying lavdavka. Either you're not gairis it, or you say Bor is your mumin. Right? That's the two choices. So Rashi says Bor is a proper your mumin. No one's working with the lavdavka. The lavdavka is for the brisa, for gimel medeis. So Rashi says you can say Bor is your mamon because of the Gemara and Chavtes. And the Rashba, the Maram, and the Marshal all say that you can't do that. So we don't know why not.
Well, again,
very good.
Just to point out, Lahore, you don't need it to be your mamon. Just like a ganav steals an animal, he's now chayv on the nezikim of the animal because it's Bershuso. So you see, Rishus suffices to make the chayv and nezikim. So there's no reason to type anything more than Rishus.
Okay, I get. All right. Maybe. So then why? So then you're, but then why do you do it right? See, what, and then you're going to have to.
We still call it
Kim Mimino. So you're saying that that's, you read there in the Rashba, look at the beginning of the Rashba. Rashba, because of Kim Mimino, Kidamrinin, also because of Kim Mimino.